Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What wedding trend are you sick of? We were just talking about it a second ago. Maybe you can agree with what this woman on Facebook was saying.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. You know, one trend that no one can get sick of, and I think you probably will make this part of your wedding, is the radio.com app, so you can take the mix with you wherever you go, especially if the DJ's not doing very well at the wedding. You just flip on the mix.
Plug it in.
That's
at
right.
The wedding.
You're good to go.
The bride will love you.
Download it today. Radio.com. It's free.
It's exactly. The DJ's not free. Well, this friend of mine on Facebook shared a post that another woman had put out. It started to go viral now, where she was going off about what one bride did at a wedding, where she labeled everything. Cake said cake on a sign, and there was a bar sign on the bar. And she kind of went off about it. So we decided maybe some of you agree. The vent line is open. You can remain anonymous. I was saying the garter bouquet toss, that needs to go, even though I had that at my first wedding. Dollar dance should go. I also had that at my first. I was much trashier back then.
All right. So what trend should be leaving the wedding traditions? 414-799-1099. Laura, what you got?
Those crappy favors with the name and date of, like, the wedding couple, you know, and the date they got married. No one wants that crap. They throw it away. It's such a waste.
Oh, those are pretty cool. Or, like, little matchbooks back in the day. They'd have their names on there.
We're a match made in heaven. Is that what they say?
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. It's just a big waste of money. Like, we didn't even do it. We just said, in lieu of favors, we're donating your money to the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, that is a trend I've definitely seen people do. And that would have, I think that was the original point that woman was trying to make, that she was more or less saying, like, don't waste your money on this stuff. Like, nobody cares. But in this day and age of social media and Pinterest, it's a lot of, you got to keep up with the Joneses with your wedding. I got to tell you, though, my sister-in-law, who's getting married in October, she has a pretty creative idea for party favors. It's the hangover kit. It has Advil in it. It has gum. It has emergency. I thought that was kind of funny.
That is good.
But that stuff I'd actually use.
You'd have to use it the next day, sure.
That's the stuff that you would put in the bathroom, though, in a basket for everyone to loot before they leave.
Laura, we're going to add it to the list, the tacky favors. She says get rid of them. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, one more call on wedding trends you'd like to see go away. Pam, what you got?
The speeches, they gotta go.
What's wrong with the speeches?
You don't like the best man speech or the dad getting up and crying because his daughter's getting married or...
And not when they last 2 hours.
That is true.
Drinking helps and they just keep droning on and on.
That part is true. Oh. If you've gotten stuck seeing a bad speech, it gets really awkward.
Oh, my. Fast.
You almost wish it was like Showtime at the Apollo, that the clown could come out and be like, all right, sirens are going.
And we're done.
Wrapping it up. That's what we need to add, Pam.
Well, something, because you can't always really hear them either, but you know you're trapped there in your seat, and it's just not good.
It's tradition.
It's just not good.
It's part of the wedding. You just got to sit through it. But, yeah, like you said, when they go on and on and on, I guess it gets a little long.
There was a wedding I was DJing where the best man was told specifically not to give up and give a speech because he was hammered, so we gave the mic to the father instead. And while the father was talking in the back of the room, the best man had grabbed the microphone from the bar.
Oh, boy. He really wanted to talk.
Of the venue, and started yelling at the dad. It was awesome. it was awesome because it wasn't my wedding. I was just working.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, speeches maybe. I can see why you say that. I don't know. I like them because you just never know what's going to happen. Most of them are pretty bad. Thanks for calling in, Pam.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.